we've finally seen Lucy Liu as Dr. Watson.
Well, I haven't, unfortunately.
The rest of us have seen Lucy Liu. And she was passingly okay.
Interesting.
This is the American production of a modern-day Sherlock Holmes. The interesting thing was that Sherlock's played by Johnny
Lee Miller.
Who comes from a long line of British actors.
And famously was Angelina Jolie's first husband.
And his grandfather was M in the Bond movies. He has, in fact, other connections to Sherlock because he appeared in the production of Frankenstein from the National Theatre, where in alternate nights he plays either Frankenstein or the monster. And his companion in that was the star of the British Sherlock.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, so it was interesting to compare the two. The setup's fairly straightforward. He's just come out of rehab in New York. He's allowed to stay living in his father's brownstone for free, so long as he takes on an addict companion for the next 5 weeks to make sure he stays on the straight and narrow. And the addict companion is Dr. Watson. So, was it as good as you'd hoped?
Yeah, no, would be the answer. I had high hopes. I like Lucy Liu. I thought she'd work. I suppose I had three major disappointments, I think, but Watson carries Sherlock Holmes, and a good Watson makes for a good Sherlock Holmes series, and I thought Lucy Liu did okay. But the worst part, I think, was having watched Sherlock beforehand. And Sherlock had a really powerful, effective Watson. I really got into
Martin Freeman is yes. brilliant.
He's a very,
that's
very
true.
Very good
it's
Watson.
A tough act to follow.
And it's got a very good Sherlock. And then we turn to Elementary, and it's got a decent Watson. I thought she did well, but she wasn't as good. And I thought that Sherlock was a little bit too one-dimensional compared to...
An example of how important Watson is in the movies.
Yeah.
I really don't like Robert Downey as Sherlock. I think he's just totally wrong as the part. But his Watson is really good. And I think he manages to lift it up to a watchable movie. Whereas Lucy Liu was okay and didn't make up for Sherlock, who was awful.
I think you're a little harsh. He did display that nice twitchy manic feel. He was good at explaining his deductions, and he was quite entertaining in his demonstrations, I thought.
No, I thought he was wooden.
Wooden.
I wouldn't agree with wooden. I think the problem is that I thought he did the twitchy manic very well. He didn't bring anything more to it for me, whereas I thought Cumberbatch. No. I thought he brings a depth to the character. There is the manic. There's something more hidden in there.
Like Benedict Cumberbatch. I think he's a very good actor, but I don't like him. But I think he's brilliant as Sherlock. So,
Well, of course, in Sherlock, you've got two very good writers who are Sherlockians involved with the three people doing the show. So that obviously helps.
Yeah, which brings us to the other real problem, I thought, with Elementary, was that the episode that I've seen so far just wasn't well written as a mystery in the same sense. Again, and it's unfair to compare it to Sherlock, because Sherlock only has to carry, what, 3 episodes per season or something? And they're planning to carry 13 minimum, 22
episodes,
if they get somewhere. But it's just not as powerful as a mystery as what happens in Sherlock.
Yeah, I did think, however, the interaction between Holmes and Watson was carried off reasonably well.
I thought so. And
they're still a bit... They like each other, but they're a bit stickly because of the fact they have to be together.
I don't think it's a lost cause. I think it could work, but it's just not there on the first episode. But then I read one review, which I thought made a rather nice point, but the big advantage of Elementary was that there's going to be at least 13 episodes.
I think it's going to take him at least that long.
We'll find out.